Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Players Only with Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
Nice slant route. This is a business decision. You know you're going to take a lump.
And former linebacker Sean Barber.
There's a thing called street justice. You take care of yours. Yeah. You take care of your family, take care of your chicken, take care of your money.
On your official broadcast partner, the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Barbershop styling, Gabby Wildin.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? We are back. I feel like we got to reintroduce ourselves. This is Danan Hughes, and I am here with Players Only. It's been a long time, but we are back in the building with the bye week, Thanksgiving, Germany trip. Seemed like everything fell on Thursdays that got us out of the building, but we are back and glad to be back, and we are here for the rest of the season. Each and every Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m., we will be in the building with Players Only, hopefully riding this journey all the way to back to the desert for another Super Bowl run. Again, this is Danan Hughes. You can follow me on social media at DAHughesGuy83. On Twitter or X, and Danan Hughes on Instagram. And I have the partner in crime back in the building. Just so happened that his schedule opened up, and we got Sean Barber, aka Barbershop, back in the building. What's good, Barbershop?
Hey, man, always, man. It's a blessing to be here. Man, just so excited to be able to be just being on the airwaves, talking to Chiefs Kingdom, Sea of Red, letting all our fans know that, hey man, listen, we talk about what really needs to be talked about. We cut all the fat off the bacon. We give you what you really, the notes you need to take. Everybody should have pencil and paper and be ready to write down some of the notes that we go over, because you talk about, I mean, 90% of the stuff we talk about here happens. It's true.
I think people use their phone nowadays, Shop.
No, I'm pencil and paper.
You're pencil and paper. You got
the composite.
You got the old school black and white composite pad.
Man, listen, my accountant, a really good friend of mine who does taxes, his name is John Phelps, Church of the Harvest. He showed me years ago, he said, man, like every season of life, he has a composite book of just notes and notes and notes. He says, man, do you know how easy it is for him to reflect back to 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever? And just when you read your own notes, it takes you, it's like a time machine.
Okay.
So when people say there's no such thing as time travel, it's because they don't take good notes.
That's because they don't take good notes. Now, are you cursive or you print?
Hey, man, I don't know if I can call this either. It's some scribble scrabble.
It's only what you can read.
Yes, and it's meant that way. Because I mean, it's like a journal. So it's
secret,
like,
code.
Yeah, it's my handwriting, my lingo. You know, I don't have to write in complete sentences, just ideas. You know, things get starred. I put a circle around some things. Some things get squared off and highlighted, X'd out, marked out, deleted.
Hey, but I mean, I do like the concept. Yeah, I do concept, like the concept, man. of having notes.
Progress.
I don't know if I would write them down per se, but I like the concept of having notes and being able to reflect back.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Barbershop. As you know, if you've listened to us in the past, the phone lines, text lines are open, 913-586-7610. Shop, as I was trying to prepare my mind for this show, because so many weeks have passed by, I was trying to figure out, like, how, like, I felt like we needed to do, like, a rapid fire type of first quarter of the show where we're, because we got to talk Dolphins. Do we have to talk Dolphins? Is that so far back?
Yeah.
We're going back to prior to the Denver Broncos game, I believe, or right after the Denver Broncos game was the last show we had. And since then, we've played the Dolphins. We had the bye week. We played the Eagles. And now we play the Raiders. Trying to decipher, like where do we go here in this first segment? I know what we're going to do with the phone lines, text lines open. Yeah. But, you know, there's very rarely do I ever lean on a defensive player to give me advice, because you guys cheat and you guys do dirty things on the football field. And, you know, I'm not over it. It's still hung up inside me. But I want to lean on you because you are, like, knowledgeable. I'm Nostradamus. So I don't know what you're, Seanstradamus, you said you were back in the day.
Ain't no word.
And you got a notepad. I mean, like, I feel like I really have to tap into your wisdom, because you got a composite notepad, black and white, and you are literally squinting your eyes looking at your notes. So, like, where do we go here in this first quarter?
I mean, I can go back in my past, my history, and tell you over the last two or three weeks. I know that before we got on the plane, before the Chiefs got on the plane to go to Denver, I interviewed Gary Steeles. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, hey, what are the keys to victory? What we need to do? Obviously, the environment is different. The air is thinner. And he was like, Barber, man, pipe down with all that. Man, we beat them 16 times in a row, make it 17. If we get on the plane, we're going to come back with a win. I was like, whoa. That like, from a former player, that's the energy that you – like, do you really believe that the team over there in Denver waiting for us to land?
Just to show up?
You're just going to show up and we're going to get – come on. I said, come on, G. He's like, G said, man, Barber, it's just – we got their number.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What side of the ball did Gary Steeles play on, offense or defense?
He was an offensive player most of his life, and then when he got to the league, he turned to a defensive guy. Well, I know he's from New Jersey. Yeah. Oh.
What part of the side? What side of the ball did he play on in the NFL?
He's from Jersey.
What side of the ball did he play
on? Hometown, New Jersey. I know that. You don't want to talk
about
that.
He's a defensive guy. Just say he's a defensive guy. I mean, just wear it.
I don't know. I don't know what side of the ball.
Because that wisdom.
His hometown is Jersey. I know he's from Jersey.
His hometown is Jersey? The whole state?
Hometown, Jersey. One of them cities. Which one is it? You know which one it is. Trenton?
No, it ain't Trenton. He's down south. He's South Cavs. Those South Jersey. South Jersey Cavs, like,
you gonna turn your back
Middletown,
on?
South, and all that. That's all South.
You going to turn your back on?
Yeah, that's South Jersey. That's a whole different world. He might as well be from Philly.
You see me taking notes? Bannon turns his back on his Jersey compadre.
South Jersey. It's different. It's different down there.
Again, so we lost that game. Went up there and got our butts kicked. They opened up a can of, you know what? We can talk about the drops and the fumbles and the turnovers. We lost the game. Came home, had to get things right. Short week, had to go up to take a trip out to
Germany
and got back on the right track. After that game, actually, I had another Jersey guy, Desmond Moses.
Yep.
Dez
from South.
Oh, man.
South
Dez
Jersey.
Say he's from Wilmington.
Willingboro.
Willingboro, Mount Holly, New Jersey.
Mount Holly, yeah.
Who also? Committed to Iowa.
Yeah, he played at Iowa.
Played at Iowa before he went to a real school.
Tulane,
part of the Green Wave. Another former Chiefs guy. And he said, hey, man, like, Barb, at the end of the day, man, we went up there and took care of business. The secondary lockdown. We heard a lot of noise from Cheetah. That got our secondary
riled up.
And we not only shut him down, but we made a play against him that was, you know, the winning touchdown.
Might be the iconic play of the defense for the season.
You're right. It might be the one that they hang their hats on. And then my last guest going into this week was Trent Green, who I heard had not such a good game against Iowa, but his hometown.
Yeah, I didn't bring Trent, just so for the record, I did not bring it up. Trent and I sat on the plane.
I got the notes.
Sat on the plane on the way back from.
And you promised never to bring it up again.
On the way back from Las Vegas, we sat on the plane, and I promised that I was not going to bring this up anymore. We brought it up in the pregame show. If you didn't get a chance, listen to the pregame show. We had Trent Green in the booth.
Born
in Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids. Used to watch the Iowa Hawkeyes from a parking lot, just a field of grass. And him and his boy throwing the ball around, wishing they were. And he started naming. He named about 20 or 30 former
Iowa Hawkeyes
like they was his teammates.
Yep.
And then his family moved to St. Louis, and he ended up playing for Indiana.
What did he tell you about the Iowa game?
He said he went there, and he was just full of emotion and energy, and before he knew it, it was four interceptions.
Trent, I didn't say that. So if Trent, you're listening.
It's the truth. You don't.
Well, I mean,
the real is the real.
He knows that I rub it in around this time every year. So I just want to make sure that he knew that it wasn't me bringing it up this time.
We talked a lot of good things, but the one thing Trent did say is what we saw in the wide receiver room, what we saw last week, we're probably going to see a lot more of that for the rest of the season. He said sometimes when you get more out of less. And so
yeah.
More reps from lower Rashid. Amount of guys,
mm-hmm.
More reps from Rashid, more reps from the quarterback knowing who's going. Not that, and again, he said Patrick was never going to admit it. It's not that he didn't know who was running routes. It's just when you got eight guys rotating, it's not just a glimpse.
Yeah.
Right? You know somebody's over there, and then you throw it thinking it's somebody and it's somebody else, and you might have led them too far. Or he even talked about movements within a route. When a guy gets to the top of his route, he talked about Eddie Kennison doing like a double shoulder move
mm-hmm.
before he broke out his route. And that's he knew to wait to the second move to throw the ball. And if he did that to Johnny Morton or to Dante, it would have been an interception. So he says it is important to know, who's running what, who's where. And it is important, significant, the fact that our wide receiver room has gotten down to,
Yeah,
true one.
I want to tackle that a little bit more later because I think there's a lot of meat on the bone left for that because I feel like in my career, that was very similar. We had fast dudes, J.J. Burden, Willie Davis, and then you had me. And I wasn't going to get the ball like them cats was going to get it. I was going to be physical and box some people out.
You had good hands.
Yes, hands and 219 pounds. So I can move people around.
Put them meat hooks on you.
That's right. Once again, it's the clamps. It's like vice grips.
Yeah, I like that, man.
Yep. So, yeah, that's your recap. So, for me, I'm going to go quickly through. Yeah, the Denver Broncos game was a debacle. The fact that we did not score a touchdown in that game, the lack of ability to make plays when necessary, some of the sloppy route running, the inability to catch the ball on a consistent basis. Patrick Mahomes was sick in that game. I don't want to dwell too much on it, but because what I do recall, and when I spoke with the coaches this week and we're preparing for this upcoming game against the Packers, the bounce back.
Mm.
And to me, when you take away what we've seen from the Denver Broncos, then going to Germany and playing the Miami Dolphins, then having a bye week, and then a rare loss for Andy Reid, and the first ever loss after a bye week for Patrick Mahomes against the Eagles, then the bounce back against the Raiders. So what to put it all in a big bowl to me is that we have a very resilient team that's still trying to figure some things out, mostly on offense, and that's not a bad thing. There are teams in the NFL right now that have no identity, that may have peaked early in the season, and whether it's due to injuries or it's due to coaching or what have you, have huge question marks around here, and they still are not even in the hunt for a playoffs. We have not played our best football in one of the phases of the game, maybe one and a half if you want to consider part of special teams, and we're 8-3, right? I think we've done some great things on special teams, but – like, as a former special teams guy, I know there's more meat there as well. And I have to feel like this is a great week, and we'll talk about this upcoming Packers team because they are a team that likes to take the ball out of the end zone. So if you are a person that has tuned out of special teams and kickoffs and kickoff returns because you just think that's a time that you can go and get a drink and go to the bathroom, you better sit in your seat this week because the Packers challenge teams and special teams. They'll bring the ball out 5 yards deep out of the end zone, 8 yards deep out of the end zone, and our coverage unit is going to be like a throwback of G Stills and times when we had those heat-seeking missiles going down on the field. So I'm really excited about this game. But going back to those pass game shop, I agree with you. Those are just blips on the screen. The fact that we were able to step up against the Dolphins, showcase what we were, especially on defense, with the trash-talking of Tyreek Hill. He's saying some outrageous stuff. Like, I just saw that he talked about his Miami Dolphin team being better than the Super Bowl-winning team that he was on. Ridiculous. He just doesn't have a filter or hasn't developed a filter. Just shock value when there's no meat or no substance to it. And then coming back against the Raiders. And when you look at outside of the Denver Broncos and what Cortland Sutton was doing in that game against our guys, drawing penalties, having some big plays and big catches, for the most part, our guys on defense have shut down opposing number one receivers.
unlike I've seen consistently since Dale Carter and James Hasty were here. Mm-hmm. The fact that they were able, and I remember those days vividly, Mark Collins was in the mix there as well before he moved to safety. Guys shutting guys down, shutting aspects of, you know, pro bowlers and all pro receivers down. And we are seeing that from a tandem of a second year corner and a fourth year corner. To me, it's incredible to watch our defense and the resilience of our team. So with that, we went through quickly of four games since you've seen us or heard us on the airwaves. When we come back, we got to spit some hot fire. Barbershop, you got that notebook, notepad, hopefully ain't no erasable ink.
I want to hear it.
Julio is in there as well. He wants to hear the hot fire, spit fire takes that you've been waiting for a month. We're going to tackle it next.
Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Touchdown, Chiefs! Touchdown, Chiefs! Dana Hughes took the bullet over the middle from Steve Bono.
First and 10 for the Chiefs at the 14 of the Steelers.
Halfback pass, Marcus Allen right side, touchdown, Kansas City! Dayton Hughes from Marcus Allen.
Expert analysis, news, and views from Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Dayton Hughes.
This so-called number one defense in the NFL that hadn't played anybody during the last part of the season, and we showed who was the best team on this field and deserved to host another AFC championship for four straight years.
But you can call him D-Nice.
Just call me D-Nice. My name is D-Nice.
All right, Chiefs Kingdom, we are back for quarter two of Players Only. I am Dayton Hughes. I have the guest in the studio, Sean Barber, a.k.a. Barbershop. We are here 6-7 as we are each and every week going forward. We just had a long hiatus, almost felt like a hiatus. Barbershop had a contract dispute. That's why he didn't show up.
Five-star celebrity guest. Barbershop. That's
how you want to be introduced?
Five star. Five out of five. Right. Don't be like five out of ten. I know you. I know how you think.
I wasn't saying nothing. I was letting you say it all. The phone lines, text lines are open. We got a bunch of texts. We're going to get to those in the third quarter. 913-586-7610. If you've been with us in the past, if you forgot, we're going to remind you right now, the second quarter is about spitting hot fire. Hot fire takes. I'm going to give the platform to Barbershop. He's got his notepad. He got his readers on, squinting his eyes, got his chicken scratch. Go for it. Show
man, us. This scratch is fire. It's almost the pages on. I see smoke coming. I'm about to pull the fire alarm in here because the smoke coming off these pages. But, man, listen, lately there's been a quarterback, you know, if you want to say either you team Tom or you team Alex Smith. You team Tom Brady or you team Alex? Tom Brady came off this off the cuff talking about he doesn't see the excellence, talking about the quarterback play and calling it mediocre. Now, he blaming college development, ability of quarterbacks, lack of mentorship, the rule changes, the current pro contract. I mean, he went down a litany of different the defensive line is more aggressive. They're getting to the quarterback. Drafted guys starting. I mean, he went over so many different details to basically say that the quarterback play is stanky in the NFL. It's mediocre. And then our guy, a guy that played for us, the beginning of the Andy Reid regiment was Alex Smith. He quickly clapped back and said, hey, Tom, first of all, you need to realize the entire time in your career, you played in the most uncompetitive division in NFL history. Talking about that week, AFC East. And he said it right in front of Rex Ryan, right with the ex-coach across the table. So he did not mix no words, all right? He let him know, because I looked it up. Tom Brady was 90-22 against that division during his career in New England and with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So when you have that kind of domination against teams you're playing twice a year, you have no rights to be talking about nobody else, no other position, even though you played it at an excellent level, being mediocre. So I got to give a shout out, man. I'm team Alex Smith. Shout out to the Sea of Red alumni from Kansas City. Man, Alex Smith, that's the way to hold your own and come out shooting right in front of Coach Rex Ryan and let him know how you felt about Tom Brady in those comments.
I give you that. One other aspect of that to add on to you, Barbara. I'd like to know how many of those teams, the other teams in the division, made the playoffs during that time. So you go, you only lose 22 games during that long of a career in your division. Yeah, it can say that the other teams were terrible, but if they didn't beat other teams from other divisions and have success with other teams besides the Patriots in their division to get to the playoffs, like we've seen here with the Chargers last year in our division, with the Broncos in the past, where we've had other teams in our division, even though we've had dominance over them, those teams figured out ways to beat every other team besides us to get to the playoffs. I wonder what that stat would be for the Patriots during Tom Brady's term.
And only to be fair, Patrick Mahomes is actually 30-4 against the AFC West. So he's even more dominant, but he ain't coming out here calling nobody mediocre and talking about nobody. He kind of minding his own business. He kind of like his dominance. He like, listen, I'm out here balling. I'm doing my thing, so I don't really – I ain't going to speak about nobody else.
All right.
Appreciate
good stuff.
It.
Good stuff, Shop. Okay, for me, I got a couple. I'm going to start with one of the stories that came out today. Von Miller, arrest warrant for domestic violence. Mm. Here's my take. It's pretty cut and dry. Keep your hands off of women. Now, I will say this to qualify. There are over 1,900 NFL players in the league. We hear stories of domestic violence maybe a handful a year. Let's put aside this idea that all football players are violent at home, or that the majority of football players have an issue with this, or that this is a stain that covers the entire league. It is a small percentage of people, probably as small as what general public that is in the public. Now, having said all that, players, if you're listening, keep your hands off of women. Men, if you're listening, keep your hands off of women. You have the ability to leave. Von Miller had the ability, even in a heated argument, he had the option to walk out and leave the house. Choose the smart way to do things as a man, and not just as a football player. And we saw this. I believe there's something going on in the NHL. We've seen it in the NBA. We've seen it on multiple occasions in the NHL as well. So it's not a race thing. It's a male thing. And we need to be sharper in understanding that the one thing that we cannot allow to happen, no matter how heated things get, no matter how frustrated you get, do not put your hands on women. Walk out, leave, have somebody come pick you up, stay the night in a hotel, stay with a friend or what have you. That cannot be where we continue to go in life, especially, and now speaking from an athlete perspective, you've put the spotlight on yourself, on your family, on your pregnant girlfriend, and on your team. Because of a bad decision that you had no business putting yourself in a predicament of doing. That's my first part. Second one, I'm going to bring it back to football. I know we only got about a minute left before the second break. This college football championship, the Final Four, as we wind down to these championships, people are complaining or have a bias against Florida State because they lost their All-American quarterback, and they feel like even if they run the table, they should not be in it. To me, if you're undefeated in a Power 5 division, I don't care who you lost. Football is the ultimate team sport, and how could anybody look the other players in their face and say, just because you lost one person, you do not deserve the opportunity to play for a championship or at least play in the semifinals. Until they expand that, you have to put teams in. So Washington, Florida State, Georgia if they win, obviously, Michigan if they beat Iowa. Don't smile over there, Shop, when I said that. Michigan if they beat Iowa.
Come on, man. We talk about getting on the plane.
Teams need to go into the championship. Maybe somebody will say, what about Liberty? Liberty is not in a Power 5. Power 5 teams, what about Alabama if they win? If you are undefeated, my hot fire take is you deserve an opportunity to play for the championship. This
Julio,
barbershop.
I don't even.
We gotta go to a commercial break. Julio gave me the wah wah wah.
It won't fire.
Domestic violence.
It won't fire. Now you making it personal. He ain't trying to say. See, there you go. You trying to make it. You trying to put the people against our producer. He heard your hot fire take, and it won't hot. It was just a take.
Do I need to bring a composite pad next week to get back on the hot fire?
Stats don't lie.
All right, well, that's halftime. Like I said, the phone lines, text lines are open, 913-586-7610. Dan from KCK, we'll get to you after the break. We got a bunch of texts here, too. I feel like some of these texts are supporting me and my hot fire. We'll get back to it.
Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
And he gets buried. He gets destroyed by Sean Barber.
Y'all better get ready to rumble. Got to run like a double. Spicy like combo.
Maddox throws over the middle, intercepted. Intercepted in the end zone. Picked off by Sean Barber.
We got to cut that short. You a guest. You're not a co-host anymore. We got to cut that short. You was getting too hyped over there.
Listen, you can't take no energy off that intro right there. That intro right there is funky.
That is?
Yeah,
it's funky.
Come on, man.
Hey,
you can see that with a bird's eye view. Spicy like gumbo.
All right, we are back. Players Only. I am Danan Hughes. That is Sean Barber. Barbershop, I see a Lifted Spirits little bottle right there. Is that why you got a hot fire spitfire take?
It's unopened.
Unopened.
It was a gift from my man C-Dot, man. Me and C-Dot, we've been trying to go places and celebrate the holidays. We were able to go to.
He didn't bring me nothing.
Because you ain't. I took him to.
He came to my house and ate.
Oh. Well, anyway, I took him to Kingdom Greetings at the stadium.
I don't want to hear all this. I don't want to hear this story. Hey, we got to get to the phone lines, text lines. I'm salty now. I got womped. I don't got no gift.
You was in where y'all came
let's
from?
Let's go. Let's go
to Vegas. You was in Vegas on Sunday night, man.
Let's go to Dan. Dan and KC. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, Dan. Hey, Sean. I'm glad you enjoyed your time off. It was a great game by Pacheco with two touchdowns. A great game by Rashid Rice stepping up with 107 yards. And the defense really did a good job in the second half. You know, they held that long run by Josh Jacobs. They did a real good job on fourth down on Chris Jones. And the only thing, the problem is, MVS has got to step up, guys. One yard, one minus yard. Come on now. He's got to step up. And I know, Dan, you remember Ellis Gerbach hitting Andre Rising years ago in that, I think, in 1995. I wasn't at that Oakland, so that was a great time. And let's take care of the Packers. Take care of yourself, guys.
All right. Appreciate you, Dan. That's the energy I needed right there.
Did you hear Dan gave you that? Yeah, he gave you the underhanded back slap again?
What did he say? He was like Andre Rison.
No, yeah, but he said you dropped the pass earlier.
I ain't dropped no pass.
That's what he said. He said, you remember when Andre Rison caught that touchdown right after you dropped the pass? That's what Dan said about you. Yeah, he did. Dan,
there ain't no film out there of me dropping no pass before a touchdown of Andre Rison.
I like how you preface that.
There ain't none.
At or before.
I dropped one pass in my career.
And that wasn't even your fault.
Nope.
I knew you was going to say that. That's that diva coming out. That's a little bit of diva. Like, man, listen.
Hey, the text line, we got 816. From the 816, we missed you, fellas. We missed y'all, too. We definitely missed y'all. I'm glad we're back. We're going to have a string of shows every week until the Super Bowl. This will be become accustomed to doing, so we might as well keep it rolling. We got the phone lines. Let's go to Caleb. Caleb from Kansas, what's going on?
What up, man? I just wanted to say, man, it's an honor to be able to talk to you, man. I'm a big fan of yours. I just wanted to say, man, just holler at you. I'd love to meet you one of these days. I hope so. But just wanted to say, man, I'm a big fan of yours. Man, that's it, man.
I appreciate
man.
That, Caleb.
He's not talking to you, Shop. He's talking to me. Tell him, Caleb, who you talking to.
I appreciate that, Caleb.
Hey, Dana, man.
There you go.
Dana, that's it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Big time fan, man.
Appreciate it.
She's a ticket holder. I just want to say, man, it's an honor to be able to talk to you, dude. That's all.
I appreciate it, bro. Thanks for calling. You are welcome to call in anytime, every week, bro. And I'm glad you clarified that you would not talking about meeting Sean Barber, because nobody really wants to meet defensive player.
It was Caleb from the 913. I'm the can. You live in Missouri, right? You're a Missouri dude.
Hey, so. I'm a multi-state fan. No? Yes.
I
thanks, Caleb. We appreciate you, bro. From the text line, 913, you and I were talking about Trent Green and him your podcast. And tell them about your podcast.
Man, listen, man, shout out to The Process, KCSN. If you have an opportunity, look at Kate, The Process, Sean Barber. I have a different alumni. I had Dana on a few weeks ago. But if you search on YouTube, Spotify, any of those different platforms, man, look up The Process. Give me some feedback. Let me know. As always, The Process is greater than what it produces. That's what I say throughout the show. And we just showing different ingredients on what it takes to be a pro, how to be a professional. And then we also dibble and dabble into, like, manhood and mentorship and life 360, man. I'm saying it's always going to be a roller coaster, ups and downs, and how to rebound from it, everything.
Yeah, it was fun to get on there. And you know, like we were talking about off air, there's a lot of fans out there that think God struck a lightning bolt down in the middle of a field and you got football players, and they don't realize some of the backstories. And Trent Green has an excellent story going to play in Canada and being
BC
benched
Lions.
And being drafted late and being passed over, and then the injury happening and Kurt Warner taking over, and then coming to Kansas City and flourishing here, and the concussions and the injuries. I mean, there's so much to be told about his story. And I see from the 913, it brought me back to that, shot, because from the 913 in the text, it said, heard Trent is doing the Christmas game on Monday. Man. It's a 12 noon game. I believe it's CBS, so wouldn't be surprised to see Trent. That'll be cool. He's an excellent, excellent analyst and a great brother indeed. So
you talk about a merry-go-round of a career. He got drafted in the eighth round. He was the 222nd pick. He was three picks from being Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Three picks from being the last pick. And then he comes to Kansas City and gets traded for the 12th overall pick.
Yeah.
So the amount of increase in his value from being an eighth round pick.
They don't even have eight rounds anymore.
They ain't got that no more.
Yeah.
So he was undraftable, and then he became traded for the 12th overall pick, makes Pro Bowl status, and now is about to commentate and host and be on-air commentator for Christmas game.
Like, yeah.
And not mention the success from his boys and now his girls going to
family,
University of Cincinnati.
Incredible, yep.
I mean, all the work, over $3 million donated to the Ronald McDonald House over the years. I mean, come on, man. You're talking about a mountain of a man. Like, it's defined, you know, that's where we find it right there.
Absolutely, man. We got from the 816, I guess I got to read this. Barbershop, you ready to spit fire that we've been proven it's a waste to allocate $15 million space on Bolton with how Drew Tranquil has played?
I don't know if I can support that.
I don't
endorse
that,
I can't endorse it. I can see what you're thinking. Like, I can see where you're coming from, but that ain't my – I think we went over, like, free agents, possible free agents coming up. And I told C-Dot and him, I think I was on one of his shows mid-season about when it comes to these free agents, the first guy I'm signing is I'm extending Bolton first, and then I'm working on the offensive line, and that's my priority right there. And then, I mean, Chris Jones, he's going to have to take care of Chris Jones. There's a price where he can come back, and there's a price where he can leave. But at the end of the day, like the other pieces of the pie, and definitely Legarius. So those are my priorities, to keep those guys, extend those guys, keep that core where it needs to be. And then, at a certain point, you play yourself out of the price range of what we can afford to keep you. just because there's a whole roster needs to be put together.
And there's some bad teams, some teams that are strapped a different position that will pay more.
Oh, my goodness. They would line up in a row to give Chris Jones $30 million.
Yeah. And think about all the players that we have that are pending free agents over the next two or three years. There are at least half the NFL that would sign any one of those guys.
Top dollar.
L'Jarius Sneed, yep. Nick Bolton. I mean, there's going to be people that's going to come after Smith. Drew Tranquil.
It's going to come after Smith. They're going to come after Creed.
Yep.
All those guys going
to get. Yeah. So, yeah, we got some. I mean, there's definitely some business to handle with Brett Veach and the Chiefs organization. But, you know, let's ride this wave to another Super Bowl and tackle that business next. Okay. From the 785, undefeated is undefeated. I don't know why people always want to argue that. Who gets snubbed from the 913? Who gets snubbed if Texas would have ran the table and all five had been unbeaten?
If ifs were the fifth,
we'd all be drunk. We ain't going to talk about the ifs, right? We ain't going to talk about the ifs right now. We talk about if, you know, we can talk about if four teams are undefeated, then all four teams, regardless of who their quarterbacks are and who's hurt, need to go to the playoffs, period. And 816, I love Trent and Julie. They used to come in to where I work all the time, and they are amazing people. Yes, they are. Great to hear those side stories. All right, that's the end of the third quarter. When we come back, we got to talk about this upcoming game against the Green Bay Packers.
You didn't see that one text from Iowa talking about they're going to beat Michigan? Oh.
Yeah, we're going to beat Michigan. You heard my voice? It went kind of high, though. It wasn't very convincing. Let me restate that. Yeah, we're going to beat Michigan.
Okay.
You heard it here.
Okay.
Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
All right, we are back. The final quarter of Players Only. Dane and Hughes here with Sean Barber in the building. We appreciate all the texts and calls from Caleb and Dan. Each and every week, Dan comes through. I got the 913, said they want some of Dan's coffee. I want some of Dan's coffee, too. He got some
nitro
energy.
He got that nitro coffee.
Yep. And then for the 913, who wins an arm wrestling between me and Sean Barber?
Dana. He said he got those vice grips. I ain't got my hand. Look, if you ever seen me
his
in
hands
person,
is,
I've had, like, so many thumb surgeries and stuff to try to reconnect my thumbs and stuff.
Your hands look like Yeah. What was the dude's name in Happy Gilmore? They got his.
Oh, yes.
Your hands look like that.
Oh, man.
Apollo Creed.
Apollo Creed.
Whatever,
bro,
his name was. Oh, yeah, and somebody hit me with a text with the name of that. I know I'm going to remember it on my way home. All right. So, the fourth quarter, we got to talk about this upcoming game, Chiefs versus Packers. I'm going to give you the forum.
Oh, man. I mean,
what you think about this matchup?
Just right now, man, I'm saying there.
Chubbs. Chubbs was his name.
Chubbs.
Thanks for the 816 and 913. Chubbs. That's what I'm going to call you from now on.
I'm good. I mean,
Sean,
listen.
Barbershop Chubbs.
Listen,
you got Chubbs' hands.
My thumb is what it is, bro. That's a sign of my hard work. You talk about hard work pay off. You told me that.
I've
been telling people, man, Dana Hughes told me about hard work pays off.
Yeah.
This is a symbol of the
you
hard work.
You look like you're always hitchhiking. You look like you.
Thumb is always out, dog. I'm always going. Hey, I'm always worried about the next location. I'm a solution based thinker. I don't want to. Don't talk about the problems today. I don't want to hear about what's the issues you got with this organization.
That's what the thumb is about.
I'm always moving to the next, bro. Let's keep it moving. Keep it moving. I'm solution based.
But your thumb is pointing backwards.
Well, we talking about the next game. All right, so I'm gonna hitchhike and show this thumb. We going to the next game. The Green Bay Packers, man, is an organization. I think. A rough start to begin the season, I think, with Love kind of filling out the offense and everything. Everybody wanted to figure out where they belong. I think this team has settled down to be one of the, a second-half mover.
Mm-hmm.
The Denver Broncos, the Dallas Cowboys, the Green Bay Packers, and, like, the Houston Texans. Those are the four teams that I feel like in the second half of the season are going to play, like, lights-out football. And those are the teams that I don't know if you really want to see come to playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are going to be the teams I feel like are going to be the shockers because – they're going to be just putting the defense, once they start communicating, they got the talent. They got Valentine. They got Jair Alexander. Their defense actually reminds me a lot about our defense, being young, aggressive. Now, the one thing that they don't do their communication sometimes isn't on point. And just like against us in the first quarter against the Raiders, it wasn't that we had a lack of ability or talent. We just weren't on the same page.
Yeah.
And I think you saw Justin Reed took the blame for some of that. I got to play that better. I knew what I was supposed to do. I did, you know, I cut this or went too high on this, whatever. I didn't clarify a certain coverage or a certain technique. And when you don't play the right technique, it doesn't matter how talented you are. Even basic, simple, average offense can score if you're not playing the right technique. And I think that's what the Green Bay Packers have been doing on offense now. They're getting their roles down. This Reed kid, he's going to be like a top 10 slot. He's awesome. Shifty, moving, yep. He run jet screens and tunnel sweeps. And I mean, all these different ways to get him the ball. And then if you take your eyes and put it on him for a second, Watson is by you. Christian Watson.
Yep.
He's a deep threat. He has top-end speed. Dobbs is not only a deep threat, but he also has possession hands. So, I mean, they got those three roles pretty much now. They're going to miss Musgrave being injured. Mm-hmm. They're going to miss Aaron Jones being injured. And then Bakayoko. So those three pieces of their offense, I think, might cause a little bit more hiccups than facing a defense as good as ours can overcome. But then on the other side of the ball, I think their defense has the ability, if they're all on the same page, and let's give a little bit of love to Benny Sapp Jr.
Yeah.
Benny Sapp Jr. is on that squad. We got an ex-Chiefs guy, Benny Sapp. I speak to him all the time. Him and Pat Surtain and a bunch of other guys, we're on the
former
thread
Hawkeye.
Together. Yeah, he's a fun guy. Okay. Lord, somehow, them Hawkeyes just get their
and we all
two
over
cents.
The place. We all over the place.
Except on Vegas, y'all ain't on that board because you're a 23-point underdog when it comes to y'all against Michigan. So
listen to this. We're going to beat Michigan. You see the bass in my voice?
You had a little bass in your voice.
I had better bass than the last one before the commercial. We're going to beat Michigan.
Okay.
Is it my brother-in-law, Anthony Jordan Jr.? You hear that? We're going to beat Michigan. He played linebacker there.
Oh, you talking about in hopscotch? What are you talking about?
He played linebacker.
No, but you gonna beat him in hopscotch?
I ain't saying.
Game?
Why you got
poker?
Hide and go seek.
we gonna be the first team on the field.
We gonna beat them.
We gonna be the first team on the field. I guarantee that.
We gonna beat them to stand up for the national anthem. We gonna beat them.
Find a way.
Hey,
but I just think this Packers game is gonna be probably a little bit tougher. I don't think it's gonna be like, Vegas. I think 5.5, 6.5 points. I mean, we have the ability to really run up a score on them, but I don't know if the game is going to play out. I think the game is going to play out to be a closely played game.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we score late, win by 11 or 10 maybe, or, you know, they score late to cut it back to 7 or 6. Either way, I think we're the most talented team. But their team is a team that's playing a lot better than they did early in the season.
Yeah. This is definitely a concerning game for me because of how they've played specifically on offense over the last 3 to 4 weeks. Jordan Love has done a phenomenal job. Over the last three games, he's thrown 7 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions. He's had the most passing yards and touchdowns over a 3-game span in his career. The defense has really stepped up, although they are not very good against the run. 27th against the run, Shop. And when you're talking about 39 degrees with rain, maybe a little snow mixed in, those are running elements. And so just a matter of whether or not we commit to the run. I go back to the Denver Bronco game. That was probably the first game that was like inclement weather.
Yeah.
And tackling, you've been on that side. Oh. There's a different mindset, and I don't think people understand. There's a different mindset, and I remember from being on special teams. Like, do I really want to hit this ground when it's 20, 30 degrees versus when it's 80 degrees and it's okay to slide around on the ground and throw people around and cut block and this and that? Mm-hmm. Sometimes subconsciously you got arm tackles that come into play when it's cold versus when you throw your full body through things. So it's not anything you can prepare for. It's just how you have to go out there and have a mindset of. But when you get into different elements, enemy territory, that kind of environment, the first time going to Lambeau, it can be a challenge. So I feel like this is going to be a tough, tough game, tougher than I think people would have thought 3 or 4 weeks ago. Chiefs are a better football team. We should come away with the win. Hopefully we learn from what we did not accomplish in places like Denver and how a lesser team can step up. This is their Super Bowl. Jordan Love probably wants nothing more than to outshine Patrick Mahomes on Sunday Night Football. So we got to be ready for it. Defense, they came to play in the last week. We got to be better. So with that and the music you hear and Iowa beating Michigan with my bass in the voice, We are done for the week. That's for Sean Barber, Dana Hughes, and my man Julio. Players only. We'll be back next week. Peace.
Beat Michigan. Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Players only with Dana Hughes. Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.